living angels in street clothes. so beautiful. All right, so we're going to see how we can be of additional assistance. We will begin with Kim.
Just one second. I had a feeling just a second that you were going to call me, and I was like, let me get my phone so I can record.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Even every time I'm like daydreaming, let me just get my thing together here. Every time I'm daydreaming a little bit when you're giving your message, and then I'm like, I wake up at the end, I'm like, oh gosh, I hope that I absorb that. You call me. It's so fun. Like, they know. They're like, hey, let's get her attention. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. Maybe they just, whatever the reason is. I would love a message, please.
Okay. And say your first name.
Kim.
Say it one more time.
Kim.
Delight in the light. I had a conversation with someone and they're like, I don't understand. What do you mean by that? So delight in the light is there's this, say your name again, my love.
Kim.
Thank you. There's like this increase of frequency that is available to us as we will let go. So when we're very clingy, when we're very attached, we're committed to form, we're committed to hardness, we're committed to everything the same. When we open up to light, it's almost like a magician has just walked into the room, and it's going to show us what we can't see otherwise. It's going to show us what we can't even begin to imagine as possible. That's basically what the light does for us, and that light is quite certain. In other words, it knows exactly what's going on in our life and exactly where to lead us and exactly where to go. So our job is to come along. When I'm looking at you, I just have like a helium balloon, and there you are holding on to that helium balloon. And the energy coming through me for you is so extraordinary, because as you let go, you're taking higher, you're taking upward. And so it's sort of like from that higher frequency, from that higher gaze, all is known. So the challenge is to be willing to submit and to let go. Say your name again, my love.
Kim.
It's so funny. So this is from them, not from me. Don't kill the messenger. So what they're saying is don't be so hard-headed. So funny. So hard-headed is obviously I'm right. Obviously, I just have to wait for everyone else to know I'm right. And there's no other way to think about this. And so you want to remember, it's not about being right or wrong. Like, the ego loves to be right, but you can be right all day long, but you still have your many problems. So when you consider love's advantage, say your name again, my love.
Kim.
Thank you. There's always this higher placement. One way to think of it is to pray for everyone's best and highest good. Everyone's best and highest good. The reason being is that in all situations, like, all the energies have come together to explore. So you want to remember that everybody involved in every situation has an opportunity to grow, has an opportunity to reach higher. And so if we can remember, everyone is actually ourselves. It's an aspect of us. We want all of us, all of our many selves, to be quickened, to be inspired higher. So what we're walking away from is this energy of me versus them. I've got to get it, and, you know, good luck to you. Whatever happens to you, you're on your own. Because the more that we understand everything that we want for another, we're actually claiming for ourselves. So when we're busy slam dunking someone else, we're not talking very kindly to ourselves. So again, going back to the light is, say your name again, my love.
Kim.
Thank you. There's a quickening that's already taken place, that's already taking place. And they're saying, won't you see? Won't you see? Won't you come inside? Won't you restore gladly? Won't you be in charge? And how do I say that? It's a little bit like you're going to feel the energy of wanting to win the argument, of wanting to be right, of, and the argument doesn't have to be a communication with another, it could just be within your own mind. Well, obviously I'm right and they're wrong. It's just a matter of time before they recognize it. That's usually how we attend to things. So we want to remember to take every voyage lightly. Every voyage lightly is there's more to understand than we can imagine. It's not about getting the grocery list done, getting the headlight changed, getting like whatever the physicality is. That's actually not what the agenda is about. It's not what the transaction is about. Every exchange has an opportunity for us to soar, for us to quicken. As we will, say your name again, my love.
Kim.
Consult with our lightest stance. Our lightest stance is, help me see this another way. Help me, crown chakra. Help me see this another way. It's sort of like, okay, higher self, what say you? So it doesn't matter if we can hear or not. Some of us can, some of us get sensitivities, insights, and that's wonderful. However, just that simple request, just that simple desire, just that simple willingness to try on a new lifestyle, to try on it a different way, to have that sense that at the end of the energy exchange, let me be traveled, meaning let me be higher vibrationally, let me be full of more light than when I first began. Because we don't need to just get rid of our to-do list. We don't need to just get rid of what we're doing in the physicality. What we're doing is breaking free, growing, going home to our ascended self. So the more that we understand that every single moment has the potential to take us higher, then that gives us the divine authority and interest in always surrendering to the light. Say your name again, my love.
Kim.
Thank you. And practically speaking, the light's going to be, excuse me, Cappy. Oh my goodness. People walking around in his world. So see, this is normally what we do. Very stimulated by outside exposure. Where was I? Kim, say your name again, my love.
Kim.
Thank you. So the more that we remember, it's sort of like we're traveling with that answer key that's going to help us explode. We're traveling with our best association. We're traveling with our higher extension. It's like remembering to serve the light, to serve our highest place, to serve like sort of like the motivation of why you began. So the more that you can take that in stride, so it's almost like you're doing two things simultaneously. On the one hand, got to get the shutters cleaned or whatever it may be, the gutters cleaned. But on the other, you're growing into a new lifestyle. And the more that you can remember that you're seeing twice, you're going to, say your name again, my love.
Yeah.
Open up to higher ascent, open up to higher consideration. When I'm looking at you, you already have your fire's flame. In other words, you already have massive amounts of light. What you're learning to do, say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
How would I say that? I know this sounds kind of funny, but you're learning to use it. So in other words, when we think we have it all understood, we don't give it another thought. And the problem with that is we just keep traveling at the same frequency always. So, you know, at the end of the day, you have a well-managed linear life, but is that what life is all about? So say your name one more time, my love.
Kim.
Thank you. Allow yourself to be assisted. I just love that for you. I'm just going to leave right there. Because when I say allow yourself to be assisted, there's energy that's running through my circuitry for you that is very, very established now. What you're learning to do is to never part ways with it. And there's a little bit of, let me just do it the old way because it's easier and I'm tired and I just want to put my feet up and be done with this. You know, so it's just sort of like, let me just whatever, you know, who cares? It's a little bit like, I know I should recycle, but I had a hard day and I'll start recycling tomorrow. It's sort of like, say your name one last time.
Kim.
Thank you. It's like, remember to say so. So when I say remember to be assisted and the energy, I hope I said that, but let me say it now. When I say the word assisted with you, the energy that runs through my channels is just so extraordinary. So it's like taking that company or taking that influence or taking that grandeur or taking that notice or taking that extreme pleasure or taking that love's advantage. Love's advantage. So for me, there are times when, quite frankly, I've been a little judgy. And I notice it. And it's like, when is this judgment going to go away? And my guides look at me and they're like, yeah, we were kind of wondering the same. So again, the giggles kind of help. So this is the whole point, because the giggles lead you higher. You know, just think of like giggles being like the bubbles, you know, like the bubbles are just traveling up. Say your name one more time, my love.
Kim.
Thank you. So back to hard-headed. It's sort of like that light is just all right there waiting for your consideration, waiting for your destiny, waiting for your self-interest. I'm going to say it this way. There are many times that you're right on the money, like you just totally are there. And then there are other times that you let the occurrence slip away. This is not demerits. This is not you're doing it wrong. It's really like just really showing you what is available and what you're capable of. Like when I receive you, you don't even realize how ready you are. That's what the message is, to kind of summarize this. That, and when I'm saying that, I've got the crackling in the corner of my room. So it's like really, really, really like you're ready. Say your name one last time.
Kim.
Thank you. It's a little bit like, don't be so selfish. And what they mean is, like, aren't you going to share? So when I'm looking at you, you've got like light in your pocketbook, and like, aren't you going to share? Aren't you going to open that? Say your name again, my love.
Kim.
It's what you focus on. So I want to bring this to you. This is not saying, just so you know, that like it's a tarot reading, like, oh, you're going to have obstacles and challenges. This is actually the answer key. So the card we have is obstacles and challenges. But the reason I drew it for you as your last card is it's sort of like, what the heck am I going to do? How am I going to get to the other side? But if you notice, there's light signaling your readiness. So how you get to the other side is you start attaining their keys. In other words, you start insisting you're just as strong. And that light, when I'm looking at you, you just sort of float over to the other side. Say your name one last time.
Kim.
Decide now. So decide now is, it's like, for the record, to the best of my ability, I'm going to aspire higher. It doesn't mean you always are, but there's something about that intentional claim that opens up that hard hat. So when we started with whatever I said, don't be so hard-headed, it's like, okay, wait a minute, I'm always going to remember my light now. Say your name one last time.
Kim.
As you decide, as you choose. As you decide, as you choose. So in summary, it's not to ignore your feelings. You know, so if you get angry, if you get fret, like, it's not to suppress it. It's not to deny it. You feel it. You express it. You're one with it. You don't deny it. But then, okay, I felt my feelings. Now what I want to do. And what I want to do, I don't know where that card went, but the obstacles and challenges card, if we remember the light, we want to glow. We want to choose the light. Say your name one last time.
Kim.
It's all on your say-so. It's all on your say-so. So I'm going to summarize this. Well, I'll summarize it with this card, authority. That's the whole point. It's all on your say-so. So you're going to notice it. It's like, yep, I chose the light. Yep, I certainly did not choose the light. And that's okay, because the more you notice it, the more you're going to notice the dance, the more you're going to notice, like, I am really in charge of this. How about that? So that is your message. I hope it is received kindly, because you're being stirred. In other words, you're being orchestrated. In English, you're being well supervised. So they're showing this to you, but they're bringing it in full broadcast so you can commit it to memory. I hope that helps. And did you have a comment or question this morning?
Well, that was exactly what I was thinking about when I was daydreaming during your message. Something in your message triggered a thought, and I was thinking how if I could forgive everyone, and I have been doing that. I have been practicing that. The headlight guy, he's one of those people who wants to be right. I didn't battle with him. I let him have the last word, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was fine with that, because I was like, okay, that's his personality. I think I remember he was like that years ago when I used him, you know, and it's not about me. And I was thinking during the whole message, these things that have come up, people that maybe you've heard about since you've known me, or even years before I knew you, that I'm like, every single one of them, they were all like, I was saying exactly what you're saying. They were playing a role for me. It wasn't about me. They were playing a role. That's why they were in my life. I was just getting that realization and then daydreaming about all the scenarios, the roofer, the this, while you were talking. But then at the end, I thought, oh, I better think about what I'm going to say when you call on me, because I do have what you said, obstacle challenges. My birthday, it always happens around my birthday, January. Next Wednesday is my birthday. So January is always the month where I start like thinking more about my health. People do it for New Year's, but it's because always after the holidays, it's like, I neglected myself. I got to get on a new path, and it's my birthday. So I'm going on that journey, that health journey that is very, could be very scary, or it could be what you say, like enlightening. And I was wondering, I was thinking, feeling a little sorry when you called me, like if Sam were here, he would be asking the doctors all the questions that he knows with his medical background. And I, like, that was the one thing that he was really good at. And I was thinking, maybe he'll still be with me, you know, when I go. And then you were like showing me those little lights, like, oh, like you've got, and you said, the first thing you said to me is, I have assistance. And I was like, okay, whether it's him, my guides, or they're one and the same, that was the best thing you could say to me, not knowing what I was thinking already. So I'm just dumbfounded by this message. This is like perfect timing.
There you go. Well-deserved reward. You see how he's traveling with his light. So it's like you've got your light, you're covered. Heart chakra, you're opening up within. So when you're listening to the initial transmission and you're suddenly coming into those higher awarenesses, it's because your placement is secure. You're receiving your light. You are listening. So that's why in the transmission, it's like your own higher self is communicating you higher. And that's the whole point. That's the whole point. There's no outside transmission that's not equal to the transmission within. And that's what you're coming to realize. We're all one. So this is beautiful. So this is what is you're carrying with you on your health journey, except your last card, which is joint stability. There's your health journey.
Oh, I really feel like doing exactly what you were speaking of, letting go and all that nonsense.
There you go.
And would be the most beneficial to my health and my complete well-being.
Perfect.
So thank you so much.
You're so welcome. All right, so one quick intermission. So sorry, doggy, I need to get new batteries. My apologies.